studs. Studs. Studs.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Hey, Timmy Conway Jr. Nice to see you, man. I said it.
You know, a week from tonight is Christmas Eve.
I can't believe it, but the music says Christmas is on the way, and I'm starting to get that Christmas feeling, and I'm starting to get all sorts of Christmas cards in the mail, and you know, people are saying Merry Christmas, and people at work are giving out little tokens of their appreciation.
It's a week from tonight. Seems to fly by this season, huh?
Yes, actually, no, a week from tonight, I believe, is Christmas Eve.
Right. Well, that's when everyone celebrates it. Right?
Well, no, I mean, a week from tomorrow.
I mean, everybody goes to dinner and out on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas morning, you're, like, hungover, and you open up gifts and stuff like that. Then it's over by noon on Christmas Day.
Yeah, which is actually the most depressing hours of the year for me as a child were from about 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, when the sun goes down.
Yeah, to about
4:30.
Yeah, on Christmas Day. Oh, my God, it was so depressing. I still remember.
Yeah, but see, the problem with having Christmas back east is if you got a bicycle for Christmas, you sometimes couldn't ride it for weeks.
Well, if there was snow on the ground or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Out here, you get it at 9 in the morning. At 10:30, you're going down Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah, but we used to get, sometimes we would get sleds, like sleighs.
Oh, we didn't get those out here.
Yeah, no, we would get those. Were awesome.
Like sleighs?
Sleds. A sled. Not a sleigh. Tell them it's a sled.
All right. I got a couple of Christmas letters here.
Oh, God, I hate these.
I don't know why they send them to me, because every year, I read them on the air.
Yeah. Now, these are like the...
If you send me one, I'm going to read it on the air. It gets a... You know what? When I first started doing this about 9 years ago, I got maybe 20 or 30 in the mail. Now I get maybe one or two, because I do read them on the air, and people take me off their Christmas list.
No, that's perfect, because these letters are... they're not personalized, and they're really kind of irritating. Some people, I guess, in your friends or family orbit, in your circle, they want to update you on everything that's happened in 2007.
Right.
So they sit down at the computer and they write this letter, you know, with what I did, what my wife did, the kids did this, and they put it, that letter, they jam it in a Christmas card and they mail it to you. And the letters are really, really low end. If you're sending these letters around to people, just stop doing it. Nobody reads them, and they're irritating.
All right, here's the first one. The first one comes from Ted Ziegenbusch from Coast 103.
Well, my apologies.
You know Ted, right?
Not personally, but I...
That's him and his wife.
Oh, see, they have a nice picture there of Ted and his wife.
Cute young couple. All right, here we go. It's Dear Tim...
Oh,
personalized.
So how did he do that? Personalize it.
I don't know. I guess with the computer you can do it now.
Right, because he didn't write this letter just to you.
I don't think he did. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our home to yours. It's been another year of changes, but special times in the Ziggy family.
Whoa, Ted Ziegenbusch, everybody.
He's on, Ted begins his second year back with Coast 103.5 radio in Los Angeles,
where it's 64 degrees along
the coast.
No, I think you have to count to four. They had a rule there. Somebody could tell us what
I
the rule
I heard that the other day. It was annoying.
Yeah.
Overall, his 20th year at the station. He also obtained his real estate license. Wait a minute.
All right, 20 years in radio. And
if this is from him, why are they saying he?
Well, maybe the wife wrote it. It sounds like it was written by the wife.
He also obtained his real estate license and works at a mortgage consultant in Laguna Hills.
Oh, God.
April is a new traveling notary.
Get along!
I got a stamp and a car. Working out of the same office as Ted, but that's fun.
No.
So now we have 5 family members at this funding place.
Oh, well, that's good. They're, you know, the family that works together stays together.
With son Jeff and Ryan, I know those two guys.
Are they notaries as well?
I don't think so. And one of them's a good handicapper at the racetrack. I don't notice any racetrack references in this beauty.
Is Ted Ziegenbusch, from whom that card is from, is he a notary public?
No, he's not.
He should be, to go along with his real estate license.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of real estate agents are also licensed notaries. It's just more convenient.
And his daughter-in-law, Robin, works at the same joint. Our calendar has been filled with fun and excitement. We vacationed in Hawaii, Lake Powell in Arizona, and enjoyed a trip to New York City.
Hi, everybody.
With our son, Seth. There you go. Most recently, we celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary.
Come on, let's hear it for the Ziggin' Bushes.
On a cruise to Catalina.
Cruise to Catalina?
How special.
Around Wyoming. All right.
30th year, baby. Anywhere you'd like to go. France? Italy?
Paris?
Avalon. Ted was the MC for a ceremony at the Crystal Cathedral honoring Dr. Phil and his wife.
Oh.
Ah, bubbo.
Swing and a miss.
Next year, Ted will MC an awards ceremony for Oscar-winning actor Sir Anthony Hopkins. Who gives an F?
Whoa. Happy holidays.
We enjoy our leisure time with our two grandkids, Alexis and Tyler.
Well, now hold the horses for just a second. The couple on that card, I have to extend a very warm compliment to Mr. and Mrs. Ziggenbush. Their grandparents?
Yeah.
They look real good. I never would have guessed that Ted Ziggenbush was old.
She looks like she's like in her 20s.
They look terrific. I never would have guessed that they were grandparents. That's remarkable.
Yeah, if you look carefully.
No, Tim. I'm trying to be nice because I said some mean things earlier. So.
We enjoy our leisure time with our grandkids, Alexis and Tyler, our three grown-up kids, relatives, and good friends.
Yeah, but.
And then bless you and all that.
And 20 years.
Ted and April.
The log.
There you go.
The coolest.
All right, gang. If you've received one of these effed up letters, let's read them on the air.
Oh, they're horrible.
Let's try to teach people to stop sending these.
Yeah, the letters are really
that
bad.
That one's not bad as the next one I'm about to read you.
Hmm.
All right, here are the phone numbers. If you have an effed up Christmas letter from a family member or from a friend, let's out these bastards and read them on the air. 520-9710. Don't read the whole. I mean, you know, just pick and choose. I mean, read like not one that's like 9 pages.
Right. What you might want to do as you're dialing us at 520-9710 is maybe take a highlighter.
Yeah. Well, let's say small stuff. That's my wife, dear dials, and some white dials.
But take a highlighter, go through the letter for the good parts, and those are the parts you might read to us, not the whole thing.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Do you think the Imus family sent one out this year with everything that's happened?
Probably, yeah. Probably to be very careful with that one. All right, here's one. Dear Conways.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, unless you're Jewish. And in that case, Happy Hanukkah. Unless you're Black, Happy Kwanzaa. No, that takes care of everybody.
That's the opening?
Yeah. This guy's a...
A comic?
He's a comedy writer.
Ooh.
A friend of mine.
Ooh.
I've had a nice year with my wife, two kids, and our adopted new baby, Cynthia. That's Cindy on the front of the card. Cindy's a handful, but very sweet and smart. Can you believe Cindy's already a year old? My other two children love her, and her mother loves being a new mother.
Hmm?
Now, I got a question for you here.
Gang.
How come the other kids and the wife don't get a name, but the adopted one does?
Well, the baby is still special. That's, I guess, what's going on.
But listen to that. I've had a nice year with my wife, two kids, and our adopted new baby, Cynthia. Cindy is on the front of the card. Cindy is a handful, but very sweet. Can you believe Cindy's already a year old?
A lot of references to Cindy.
It continues there. I went to Europe on business. That was fun.
Got a whore. What if it's
that? I also went to my college reunion over the summer in New York. I saw my high school sweetheart.
Oh.
And she's working for JetBlue in New York City.
Whoa.
Who gives a F-U?
Honest to God. I mean, if you're getting this letter, I mean, really, honestly, does anybody care?
His ex...
Where his ex works?
His ex-high school sweetheart is working for JetBlue.
And by the way, it's JetBlue. She doesn't work for... You know, she's not the Brad Pitt's personal assistant.
The guy working next to her at JetBlue doesn't care.
Right.
Why would I care?
Oh, believe me. God, you got to stop sending these letters, these Christmas wrap-up-the-year letters. They're horrible.
We bought a new car this past fall and gave our old one to our oldest kid. Again, no mentions of any names.
Yeah, I mean, what these kids, were they? Do you know them? Do they have names?
Yeah, they got names, yeah. If you see my kid speeding in my old car, please call me ASAP. Just kidding, he's a good kid. Now, also, in those two sentences... Count the word kid, all right?
All right.
I'll read them again. We bought a new car this past fall and gave our old one to our oldest kid. If you see my kid speeding in my car, call me ASAP. Just kidding. He's a good kid.
Ooh, four.
Holy Christ.
If you count the kid in Kidding as a kid, there's four of them.
I saw many movies over the last year. My favorite one was Lions for Lambs.
Oh, my God.
Very moving and scary since our youngest son is draft age. Yeah, well, guess what?
There's no draft.
There's no draft.
Right. Well, people have to fill the cards with something. They fill the look at that. That's a whole page.
It's two pages. Oh. My wife is starting a new pool cleaning service with her ex-husband. They're still very close.
Oh. Yeah, come in. Come in.
Hold on 1 second.
Your cleaning crew's here.
Yeah. You need me to move? Senor?
Yeah, he needs to do over here.
Senor?
Here, senor?
Yeah,
see, aquí? No problemo. Gila.
No problem. Got it?
There he goes.
Just when you thought nobody respects any of us here at the station.
Right. I mean, there's a blinking light that says on air.
He doesn't give an F. He's got a job to do. Screw it. All right. All right, folks. The studio is clean.
The studio's clean. But you were in the middle of a letter from...
All right. Yeah, here are the phone numbers, gang. If you have a letter, an effed up letter from a relative or some kind of holiday letter you want to out on the air, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It continues here, man. Anyway,
we just got to the pool business.
Yeah, you know? my wife is starting a new pool cleaning service with her ex-husband. They're still very close. She does the books, and he cleans the pools. What a break for him.
Yeah.
I guess.
And where's your friend when this is going on?
Probably at home or at work. That's her on the card next to our baby Cynthia. So, see, she's still not even getting mentioned.
Yeah, by the way, but they're really high on this Cynthia, this adopted kid. I mean, they're really...
Here's where it gets sad. I lost two uncles over the past year, both to drunk driving auto accidents.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they were both huge Chicago Bears fans.
Ah, sorry to hear that.
Luckily, they had a good 2006 season and saw their team go to the Super Bowl. Let's try to get through this holiday season. Friends don't let friends drive and drink, which is wrong. I believe.
Are you kidding me that it says that
yes.
about the season, about the statistics?
Yeah, and it says friends don't let friends drive and drink. I think it's friends don't let friends drive drunk.
I think it's friends don't let friends...
Drive drunk? Drink and drive?
Drive drunk. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. That's what it is.
But that's how well he knew his uncles. You know, they both died in car accidents.
Yeah, it's sad.
Drunk drivers.
It's sad.
And they're both huge Chicago fans. Then he talks about what a great season the 2006 season was. Now, I know this guy very well.
Yeah.
I know that both of those uncles were the ones drinking who got in the accident.
Well, it does have the Top Gun DUI defense attorney, Miles L. Berman,
please.
At 888.
He sells it like it's like they were victims of drunk drivers.
Well, I don't think you should draw any conclusions. Because
I know them. It's a bad situation, but they were both drunk driving.
Oh, they were driving. You know for a fact.
Yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Well, it reads like they were hit by somebody who was drinking and driving.
Yeah, I lost two uncles over the past year, both to drunk driving auto accidents.
Right. That sounds like they were...
They were innocent victims. They weren't. They were both drunk. Luckily, they didn't kill anybody. Oh. They're both huge Chicago fans, and luckily they had a good 2006 season. Oh, Bob Boom. It continues here. I went to Las Vegas for a convention and had a blast. Never been there before.
Mm.
I'll definitely go back. It's pretty easy drive up the 15 North.
Oh, come on. What is he?
He's never been there before. He's from back east.
Rand McNally now?
If you haven't been there, you ought to go see the lights and the shows. Wow.
Whoa.
Thank you. So what's this little jewel you found? In the desert?
Oh, it's Las Vegas.
Wow.
It's just
what
down
goes
the,
on there?
Well, I tell you what. It's just down the 15. If you've never been, the lights and the shows. Oh,
who the F has never been to Vegas? If you've never been to Vegas, is this letter going to get you to go? I mean, is this going to get you to go to Vegas? It's a pretty easy drive up the 15. Had a blast.
Got
to go there and see the lights and shows.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious, Dougie. Right there.
By the way, nobody admits, I mean, you know, in these letters, you know, they say, oh, we went to Europe. You know, I went on business to Europe, or I went, you know.
It's all stale S.
They're leaving out some key stuff, man.
I listen to this. It continues. I've started taking cooking classes with my wife.
Oh, God.
She loves eating, and I love cooking.
Right.
We have a policy. If I cook, she does the dishes. Well, sir, I know you're a friend of mine. That could not be flatter if you've tried. To try to sell that as some kind of special arrangement.
Yeah, some family fun.
That you have with your wife where you cook and she does dishes or vice versa.
Yeah, well, what is, again, the policy?
We have a policy.
Okay.
I'll cook if she does the dishes. Hmm. It is the flattest 9 words ever written.
This is what the policy should be. We have a policy. I'll shoot myself in the head if she hangs herself.
11 words in that sentence, and the flattest 11 words you could possibly put together. We have a policy. I'll cook if she does the dishes.
Oh, God.
Wow, look at that.
Well, I guess
no wonder the guy's never been to Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, well, it really makes you kind of reevaluate, you know.
All right.
Friends.
Listen to this. Can you believe the LACMA is almost done? LACMA.
The Los Angeles County of Museum of Art?
I guess so, yeah. And it's not called the LACMA, is it? Isn't it just called LACMA?
LACMA, yeah.
It's LACMA, right?
It's the lactate, actually.
Oh, boy. It's the LIMPMA.
It says, can you believe the LACMA's almost done?
I guess they're adding on to it or something.
Right, but who's paying attention to that?
Nobody. My wife loves an afternoon at a really good museum. Well, how can you tell the difference between a really good museum and a really crappy one?
Well, I think, in all honesty, I think people who go regularly, I mean, to your real, you know, dedicated museum goers, I think they can maybe.
Is that right? I spent a couple hours in there about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Steckler is a member, and he took me over there, and I walked around for a little while. And they told me not to get so close to one painting because I was breathing on it. And I said, F you, and I split. But I spent about 3 hours there. I never saw anything interesting to me.
Oh, well, maybe you're not the museum-going type.
Probably not. Haven't been back. Anyway, it says the LACMA is a really, really good museum with tons of stuff to see and experience.
Right.
Hillary Clinton was there.
I love you.
The day before we got there, darn, would have loved to see her appreciate art.
Well, he wanted to watch Hillary appreciate the art?
I guess so.
That's right. She was at LACMA.
I found the best new dentist in the valley.
Oh, my God. God help me. I mean, really. I mean, this is like,
it's just random thoughts.
Right. It's not entertaining. He's not. He doesn't have an interesting life, by the way.
No, he doesn't.
I mean,
don't get down. I mean,
Tim, I mean, but if you're going to send a letter like this to all your friends and relatives, don't you have to have at least kind of like a borderline interesting life to share with people? They don't have an interesting life.
So don't share it, right.
Keep it to yourself. Right. It's boring. If all that happened to you in 2007 is you found a new dentist, who gives an F?
And then he says, I found a new dentist in the valley, Dr. Hansing and Dr. Crandall in Tarzana. If you have to go to the dentist, all in caps, go there. They care about everybody. I have a new email address. Happy holidays. The Sims.
Wow.
There you go.
The Sims?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I also want to thank the Ziegenbusches, Ted and...
Who sends these letters out?
What is Mrs. Ziegenbusch's name?
April.
April. Ted and April Ziegenbusch for their letter, too.
I like Ted. I've never met April.
No, Ted is a fine broadcaster. He's 20
years.
But
I could rewrite Ted's Christmas letter.
Right, I don't think
I've been to the track with the guy.
I don't think he needs to have it rewritten. I think he's
not
just
as honest as it could be.
There could be a little more honesty in there. Well, here's my favorite.
One of his passions is handicapping, and he never mentions that.
Well, it's a holiday card. But here's the best.
This is from Ted and April Ziegenbusch.
Here we go.
He's over on the coast.
Right, where it's 64 degrees. along the coast. April is a new traveling notary working out of the same office as Tulip. So now we
I wonder if that's a dream or a fallback position.
What, traveling notary?
Yeah.
No, actually, you know what?
You think it is?
You have to have traveling notaries.
I know, but I wonder if... I
mean, we in society have to have them.
But I wonder if she raised her kids and said, now I can pursue my dream, or...
No, I think it's just a job that she has, you know, with Ted in the office there. I don't think it's... I mean, I don't want to be mean, and I don't think you do either, but... at least I don't... I certainly hope you don't. I think it's just, oh, well, Ted works in this office, so he's now a mortgage consultant, so I'll be a traveling notary. You know, it's kind of one of those. All right? They do lead with, I think, you know, his celebrity status. Ted begins his second year back on Coast Radio. Overall, his 20th year with the station. See, they're not counting... the time that he was on The Fish. Remember, he went and did the morning show,
Rhyme.
The Fish.
Rhyme.
Hey, everybody. Goodbye, everyone. From The Fish, Phil. I'm Ted Ziegler.
Wasn't he partnered up with Skip Church?
Yeah, it was Ted and Skip. Mm-hmm. But management, they didn't let him call him Skip Church on The Fish because it's a Christian station.
Ah, Skip right. Temple?
Right. Hey, everybody. Good buddy, everybody. All right, anyway. So,
all right, here are the phone numbers.
You're going to break!
All right! It's the holidays. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Wow.
It is...
Ooh. There's a shot for the Ziggin' Bushes.
That's not the Ziggin'. Oh, that's the Sims.
On the Sims.
Well, I'll save the Ziggin' Bush one.
It has a nice picture, so it's kind of...
It's next time I see him at the track, I'll bust his balls on it.
So you think that if he had written this, you know, the real dude...
I could write it better for him.
Does he lose at the track?
I don't know. He's a good handicapper.
Okay, so he...
But I never hear him talk on the air about that, or...
Well, again, as I said to you on the air, I think it was...
It's all the Crystal Cathedral crap. That ain't him.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, the guy who's doing the thing at the Crystal Cathedral and who, you know, did mornings on the Christian station, I think he knows, and I don't want to give anyone a lecture, but I think he knows what Jesus did. When Jesus went into the temples and they were gambling...
What did they do?
He turned the tables over. He got real angry. But, you know, he never mentioned that on The Fish on that morning show.
Oh, boy.
He never mentioned that he went to Santa Anita after the show. And
thank God Jesus doesn't live in Vegas. All right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man.
Yeah, man.
The meeting with Jack Silver today, the program director.
Yeah, that was a nice meeting we had with him.
Yeah. Sat down and talked about a few things.
Yes.
How excited they are to have us through 2008. And
I don't think they said that.
Our boy promised here no sick days till June.
Put some headphones on, bitch.
Well, I promised that...
You can do that?
Well, let me say a few things, by the way. If you're going to do this and we're going to chat about my attendance, then let's do it. But let's set some ground rules for the conversation. Let's set a baseline for this conversation.
It's not going to be a long conversation.
But I will like to set a baseline, if you don't mind.
Right.
I have not missed more days than I am allocated. I want to make that clear.
Right.
I am not I have not gone over the number of days that I am allowed to take off. Viewed from that perspective, my attendance record is not that bad because, again, I mean, I'm within the number of days I have and all of that.
Yeah, right. Man.
Anyway.
But I had asked you, I said, do you think you can go from now until June without calling in sick? And you said, absolutely not.
From now until June of 2008?
Yeah.
I tell you what, we have some time off for the holidays, right. And then I just have to kind of come back in January, and it's a new year, So I think I can certainly certainly hit it pretty hard there from January.
Right. Yeah. What's your budget for the holidays?
Oh, to that? Okay. For my attendance record? To my personal finances?
Not for your attendance.
All right. My attendance is fine, by the way.
Yeah.
My personal budget for Christmas?
Yeah, what do you got?
I don't really know. I'm not really...
Who knows?
I don't know if anybody knows. There's kind of a gray area. I do know that some money has been spent. I have purchased some things. But it's not a lot. I mean, I'm not going crazy spending money on Christmas. But I think it's important. I do believe that it's important for people to have a budget for Christmas, especially if they've got like a wife and kids and they've got, an extended family and the wife is running around the valley.
That's what wives do. They run around.
No. Hey, look, if they're going to run around and buy stuff, I think your wife needs to know this is the number. This family is spending X on Christmas this year. And right. I think that number needs to be well known.
Is yours in the $5,000 area?
I certainly would not intend to spend more than that. $5,000. Right. Yeah. I mean, if I spend $5,000, maybe I would do that, but not more than that.
Right. No. It seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a high number. Yeah.
I think mine's right around $4,000, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm sort of nervous because my wife keeps coming back with these packages.
Right. And you look at receipts or no?
No.
Yeah. See, well, that's... I recommend you don't, then. If you've gone this far...
I can't look at a receipt because, then you could see what's on there. Maybe it's something for you.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, I mean, maybe you can ask for just, maybe just look at the bottom of the receipt.
Find out what my budget is this year.
Is she out of control with the shopping?
I don't know. I just see... packages coming in that house.
Yeah, that's alarming. If there's a steady stream of bags and stuff, you better start asking some questions.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see
what
you,
that budget is.
I'd hate to
year.
See you get hit on Christmas.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
It's the biggest stud in your life.
Oh, Dad.
Hey, real quickly, did you urinate on Tom Likas's house?
They found out.
You dropped the one bomb on his house?
She drove.
Yeah, you know me.
She drove with purpose to my home and urinated on my vestibule.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, was that serious?
Yes.
I turned on the radio and I heard like the last ending of what Brian just said.
Yes, it's very unfortunate, actually. I want to state for the record, Tom and I spar, on the air a lot.
But
I feel badly for him. I mean, that someone would urinate on his newspapers and then...
Yeah. He likes the newspaper.
They stole his plants. He had what he described as killer poinsettias.
Right.
Ooh. You know what? I think I know who it might be.
Who?
Did you say they urinated on his paper?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, because he was saying that whenever he gets his... his card from his newspaper boy.
Right.
He puts it in the fire. Like, I'm not giving you a tip because you don't care. So maybe it's his newspaper boy's wife.
I think it is. And if it is who I think it is, she's a law student.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay.
That would be a smart thing for a law student to do.
No, it wouldn't be. Because if you're a law student, did you know, Dino and Gary, that if you're a law student and you are convicted of a crime, there can be some serious consequences. So,
yeah, I knew that.
I know who you are, darling.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked with confidence into my vestibule and urinated and then took my killer poinsettias.
Hey, Tom, why don't you tell everybody how you know that?
Because I have 13 cameras surrounding my property. And when I came out of the house at 7:30 on Saturday morning... The point
I'm here with Dino looking at it right now.
Yes. I brought in the video for the boys.
Big boobs.
Yes. I have a nice shot of her ass. I want to put on my website.
Hey, Art, look at this.
Anyway.
Thank you, because I missed a lot of the Tom Likas today. So.
At 7:30 in the morning on Saturday, I walked out and my poinsettias were gone.
Oh, she did it overnight?
They were gone. Well, so what I did was, or rather... And it wasn't 7:30 when he walked out. It was later than that, because that's when she came to the house. Because he backed up the digital video and started watching that. And at 7:30 on Saturday morning, she arrived in her blue car.
He should put that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I'd like to see that.
Actually, I think a lot of people would like to see it.
Yeah.
But he is prosecuting to the fullest extent of the law.
Oh, good.
Excellent. All good
right.
for him.
All right. You know what? She shouldn't go to jail for it, but she should just be labeled a weirdo.
She should have to go to those public urination classes.
Friends don't let friends pee on the journal?
On Tom Likas' newspapers?
In public.
Hey, baby. I can't do this off the air because I'm too uncomfortable. But I see tons of packages coming in the house. I got gifts for everybody.
Christmas time.
I know, baby.
We got 800 family members.
Oh, this is a bad sign.
Associates.
Bad sign.
What is the budget so far? What are we looking at?
When you talk budget, inclusive of traveling.
No, just the gifts.
Christmas gifts alone.
Yeah.
What do you think?
$4,000?
Nah.
Less?
Yeah, we're like three.
$3,000?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, it changed because of the Christmas drawing business.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right.
So.
Yeah, we're drawing names this year. Instead of buying everybody a gift, you just buy one.
You know what? When families decide to do that, that's good because...
it is a good idea.
It saves everybody a
ton of time, too.
Yep, it's a good idea. Every family...
Who did I draw?
Cholula.
What?
Who do I have?
Monica?
Will you get her something?
I did. I got her something already.
All right, excellent.
I did all your shopping for you, sweetie.
All right.
But Santa Claus is coming. So
Santa Claus is. That's, he's been storing stuff in our closet.
He has been. Okay, so there's a lot of work there, too.
Right. Yeah. And what is the, you got to tell, can you get Sophia to do that new thing that, her new saying?
DTB?
Yeah.
I can try.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey, Sophia, can you say dump that bitch?
Dump that bitch.
Wait, have her do it again.
Okay. Can you say dump that bitch? Say dump that bitch. Say dump that bitch? No? Nah, she's not into it. You got
so
one.
Classic.
Oh, yo.
She walks around the house going, "Dump that bitch." That's pretty good, man.
Pretty exciting.
Well, I'd like to show her what came up on my cameras over the weekend.
All right.
Oh, boy. All right, baby. We thank you for coming on the air.
All right, so you're...
Dump that bitch.
So it's only 3,000. It's Tim should not be, I don't want to say only 3,000.
That's just the gift.
What?
There's other things that include holidays.
Like what?
Tim, I told you that a Christmas budget's like 6,000.
What is the other three?
We're having a party up north. We're having to travel up north. We got, the expenses of opening our compound in Oregon.
Tim, are you okay, Tim?
I wish I had a stroke.
So wait a minute. So you're spending.
I don't know why I'm around.
Are you including? I would assume that then money for wrapping paper and bows.
Yeah,
everything.
That's everything. That's like I bake a lot of stuff for people, so it's all the stuff for the baking. It's
the
wrapping gift. It's everything that has to do with the holiday.
So it's $6,000.
Cards. Yes.
Give me more than that.
I think that's.
We're under budget. Hello.
All right, then.
I think that's a lot.
Oh, this went south, eh?
Nah, it's fine.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's fine.
You're going to have an exciting evening at the Conways.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
All right. You enjoy yourself. All that money.
Excuse me?
All right, try to get her to do that again.
Okay, hold on. Right. Hey, Sophia. Can you say dump that bitch?
Dump that bitch.
She's laughing. Oh, Child Protective Services should be over soon.
All right, thanks, baby.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, there she goes.
There she goes.
I don't know where she got that from. I guess she, I was listening to Leica's show when she heard that.
Yo, dump that bitch.
She's 2 years old, walks around, dump that bitch. Is that the first one?
Yeah, the second one is...
I'm getting the second one. There's a minute delay. Yeah,
the second one, she really puts emphasis on bitch. She says it really, a lot of emphasis.
Sometimes she laughs at after it.
After Tom's?
Dump that bitch.
Oh, really?
You're like Tommy would, man.
Right.
All right.
So she enjoys listening to Tom's show?
I think so, yeah. Here's the... is that the second one you got there or the first one?
No, it's... I have to record it from the minute delay, so it takes a minute.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, let's take a break and we'll come back.
DTB?
She walks. Wait, I'm going to wait till you get that second one, because that second one was
it's
better.
It's just about here.
All right. It's a minute delay here, so we got to record it
sure,
and play
it. This comes after, Oh Baboo and all
of
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I guess.
She's a real character, that one.
Yeah, well, these kids, especially at Sophia's age, they're like little tape recorders.
Yes. Digital. I mean, and they're tapeless too. They're digital.
Right. It's like a digital. She's like a TiVo.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Does she have? Does she listen every afternoon? She tunes in at 3.
Well, I listen, so she listens.
I see.
What's sits her, on my lap?
Does she like people to be taken out and everything?
Yeah. And I don't know what her favorite is.
Stop at it. Stop at it.
Play it again.
Stop at it.
Dump that bitch.
Oh,
right.
Boy. wow. Thank you, Sophia.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Stop at it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM.
Who's doing the lyrics on this again? Oh, this is Willie Nelson.
Is it Willie?
Sure.
This is Willie. Oh, Willie, 14 minutes now, buddy.
Can you see I Miss? There must have been some magic. Can you see the I Man sitting there in his hat and the belt buckle with this music playing as they bump out?
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right. Whitman and I do this every year, and we'll do it at 9 o'clock right after the news.
Sure. It's an annual.
But you and I put up $20 each.
Yes.
You got 20 on you?
You have more than 20. I have a lot of cash.
All right. And we ask for people to call up and if you need $40. And please don't call us up with, radical cancer downer stories.
Right. If you need...
You could just use a 40, right. 40 bucks.
You could use it. The holidays are here. We like to give back a little bit to the community that's been so good to us all year.
And we mean a little bit.
Right. 20 from Tim, 20 from me, but it's cash. There's no check involved. It's not like you have to, go to the bank for this,
Yeah, we'll put an envelope and send it to you.
It's cash, $40.
Right.
Boom.
Give us, maybe a little down and out story, but don't call us, you're in a wheelchair, you got 4 hours to live. Not a super, super downer story, but if I, whatever you need that 40. Like, for instance, the guy who won last year.
Right. Oh, remember that?
Yeah. Is the guy who said he was going to eat a fart. Remember that? Mm. That was a creative dude.
Yeah.
He said he would eat one of his own farts.
Yeah, I hadn't remembered that until you mentioned it, but I guess that is what we did last year.
All right, so if we'll give out the phone number now, and so you can jump on here, and we'll do it a little after 9 o'clock. But if you need a quick, it's not Christmas cash, I guess we can call it that.
You know what, we would love to give you some Christmas cash right here at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. You know it. And
it's just $40, two $20 bills.
Mm. Well, right here at Kissmas. And
What did Rick give out for a kiss?
Oh, I used to get, you mean like somebody who worked for him?
What did he give to the listeners? He gave like a big listener deal?
Oh, don't you remember the Kissmas calls?
No, I don't.
Oh, no, they were the best. People would fax or people would send a letter of kind of real sob. I mean, real, you'd read some of the letters and you would cry because they were like...
Is that right?
Oh. So then, the music like that would play. Rick would read the letter on the air.
And not only is he diagnosed with cancer, but I, too, have been diagnosed with cancer. We'd love to get a couple of tickets to the Jingle Ball concert. And Merry Christmas and thank you. Well, you'd hear this music. You hear the phone.
Rick D's in the weekly top 40.
And somebody would pick up the phone on the other end.
Hello?
Well, hello, Anita?
Yeah.
It's Rick D's.
They'd start crying right away. And he'd give them money or he'd give them tickets.
You know what I do? I did get your letter, and God bless you. Merry Christmas.
I do have your request for two Jingle Ball tickets. That's done. So easy. You know, that's a no-brainer. But I would love also to give you, so we can just get a ton of toys for all the kids. How about $2,000?
Wow. They cry. And
it'll be his own money?
In some cases, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, in many cases, actually, it was his own money.
I guess that's easy to do when you sign a $70 million deal, right?
Well, I don't know about his salary, but I do know that he would give his own money away. That I do know. Very often, actually, he would give his own
money.
That's
pretty
cool. And I used to get money, too.
What did he give you?
I would get every year, I would get... Now, some years we got gifts, actually, a physical gift. But that the gifts kind of went away and were replaced by cash, which I kind of prefer, in a Christmas card with a personal note. And I used to get $300.
You know, we once got watches here. One of the ad executives was working with a company downtown, and they gave us everybody like a nice gold watch.
Oh, how nice.
And some of the people who work on the air, I didn't do this, but sold their watch.
Oh.
Right? Turns out they were stolen, or ripoffs, or knockoffs is what they were.
Right.
And the cops got involved.
Oh, jeez.
It's a fun Christmas. All right, we come back. It's our annual, what would you do for $40? $220.
Yeah, I have my 20 ready to go. So
$220, Christmas cash, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. David Letterman's Hot Top 10 list coming up.
Oh, you know.
Then the news, and then what you would do for $220.
40 total.
Yes. It's Conway and Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudy join in any reindeer game.